Well, hello, everybody. This is the Commit and Go podcast, where we encourage you to make big commitments, take big action, and create big-ass results in your life and business. I'm your host, Dr. Troy Dukowitz. So sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy today's Commit and Go message. Hey, everyone. Dr. Troy Dukowitz here, and today's topic is this. Are you willing to go the extra mile? So I am literally on my way home. You can probably hear my car right now. I am driving home from the AT&T store. I've had quite of an adventure. I got there at about 3:45 today. It is now 6:20 and I am on my way home. Now, I typically don't like to waste that much time, but in this particular scenario, I needed to get it done. So here's what happened. So I got this new phone here right after Christmas, and it was recommended at the time, even though I thought I had very little memory left, it was recommended by a representative of AT&T that I continue with the 256 gigabyte phone. Last night, as I'm uploading a video that I had just recorded, it says I ran out of space. Now, recognizing that this could be a problem moving forward, I can't sit and keep deleting stuff to add stuff. I got in the chat this morning with AT&T and I was told that I had 1 to 2 days left, a window, a very small window, to go exchange my phone. So I made an appointment, cleared my schedule for the afternoon after I was done coaching, and jumped on it, got to a store to where I would then get taken care of. So here's the deal. First of all, I went to the wrong store. And when I went to the wrong store, let's just say they weren't very nice. They were not very kind in helping me get things taken care of, so much so that I pretty much took it amongst myself to say, okay, so you're telling me you can't help me. I'm going to the other store. I went to the other store to where I was met by Antoine. Antoine then would proceed to be with me through this entire process. So we would find out that there is a small window of time where you could exchange a phone. So that's cool. Unfortunately, evidently, I was outside of that window of time. But I was helped. I was taken care of. Antoine called in another person. She called in the manager. When she realized that she might not be able to take care of this, she called in the manager. And now I literally had three different people helping me and assisting me to take care of this situation. Now, I want you to know, I remained calm. I didn't scream at him. I didn't get pissed off at him. I just wanted to find the solution. And so from that point on then, once the manager stepped in, and it wasn't him stepping in because anybody did anything wrong, it was him stepping in because he was the only person that knew how to take care of a certain situation to get this taken care of. And the rest of the time though, so the manager is taking care of two of us at the same time, and the other woman had gone to help somebody else, and Antoine stayed with me the whole entire time. He stayed with me to make sure the phone got switched over, he stayed with me to make sure that everything was taken care of. He then even, smart salesman, totally smart salesman, says, dude, who do you use for your internet? So while we're sitting there, he's looking at my internet, he's looking at my account, finds me a sweet ass deal. I'm gonna go home and talk to my wife about it, figure out what we want to do with the internet. But what's so cool about this, and what I loved about this, is as he and I were talking, I shared with him the other store that I went to and I had a really poor experience in a matter of a couple minutes. And then I come here and everybody is literally bending over backwards to help me. And that's going above and beyond. And that's what I love about this. Like, he literally, his manager had to come over and say, and basically she's like, Troy, if you don't mind. And I'm like, look, if he's got to go eat, let the guy go eat. Like, I was totally cool with it. Like, let the man go eat. He needs to go eat. And so I was totally cool with it because I appreciate the fact that he was willing to sit there. He was willing to hang with me. He was willing to make sure that I was taken care of, willing to make sure that the transfer was taken. That's where I always get nervous. Right? Anytime I've had a cell phone, I get nervous when there's that transfer, like, oh my God, I don't want to lose pictures. I got 50,000 pictures and I'm going to know if I lose one, right? But yet I'm afraid that, oh man, I would hate to lose one. So he sits there with me this whole time. It took 2 hours for this information to upload because I had an issue with the cloud today and trying to back up my phone. And so he stays there with me the whole time. And so I'm looking at the experience I have at one store where they weren't pleasant. Weren't really nice. Not that they were looking out for me and how they could go above and beyond. They just wanted to tell me that they couldn't do the same thing at their store that other stores. We're not a part of AT&T, even though we have our name on the front door, which I thought was really weird. But yet I go into the other store where Antoine is and his team of people, and they just took care of me. They literally just took care of me. So it raises this question, right? So here's the lesson that I can take away from this, which is where in your life could you be stepping up just a little bit more, right? Because they went above and beyond. So I'm gonna even rephrase and say, where in your life could you step up and go above and beyond? Go above and beyond a relationship. Maybe, oh, things are good in my relationship. I think that they're really good. I hate it when people say this too, right? And I don't like the word hate, first of all. Second of all, people say, it's good. How are things going? Good. How's your life? Good. How's your health? Good. How's your relationship? Good. Seriously? How about what's going to allow you to be great? What is going to allow you to step up in your life and go above and beyond in your life? So if I look at my relationships, how can I go above and beyond my relationship with my wife when I get home tonight? How can I go above and beyond my relationship with my kids? See, so many people look at, like I look at customer service. I am a student of customer service. And I look at it and I love to take lessons from customer service, say, how can I use that in my business, but also my life? And that's what we're doing right here, right now. In business, you already know right now, just by me saying, where can you go above and beyond? You know there's an area of your service right now that you can step it up. That is the easy one for many people. They know that there is a particular area, just based on maybe what you did today, that you could step it up. And then I start looking at other areas though, and I go, well, wow, where in my relationships could I step it up? How could I step it up with my kids when I get home tonight? How can I step it up with my wife when I get home tonight? How can I step it up in my health? Oh man, I look at my effort and maybe how my workout went this morning, and I realized that I didn't really push myself, so I didn't go above and beyond in my exercise today. So how can I go above and beyond tomorrow? How can I push myself that extra inch, that extra mile to really give it all that I got because I thought I did today? Or maybe now I look at it and I go, no, I really didn't. So just take time right now. Take a deep breath. This is an art. I think this is an art that is lost when it comes to business, is customer service. So when I run into people who go above and beyond, I make sure that they know that I appreciate them. I made sure the manager that when I left tonight, I'm like, please tell your team, I appreciate everything everybody did. Like I truly, at the bottom of my heart, appreciate it. But then I make sure that I use it. I use what I learned from watching them today. And I go, all right, where can I step it up? I'm walking into my house right now. Well, in about 5 minutes, I will walk into my house, and it will be my objective to make sure that I look for a way to step it up with my wife, step it up with my kids. When they go to bed tonight, when I go to bed tonight, and I wake up tomorrow morning, I will do the same thing when it comes to my workout tomorrow morning. How can I step it up? When it comes to my business tomorrow, how can I step it up? When it comes to my meditation tomorrow, how can I step it up? Maybe I go for 15 minutes longer. Maybe I go for 5 minutes longer. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm going to look at how can I step up this meditation. Maybe it's when I come out of the meditation, I say, okay, keep those eyes closed, which I love doing this, by the way. And you close your eyes, put your hand over your heart and go, all right, what is the message that I am supposed to download if I have not downloaded that message yet? Finding these ways to step it up. Can you find these ways to step it up? And I'm telling you what, man, when you start to live this way and you're looking for ways to go above and beyond, you change your own personal expectations. You change your own personal expectations about how you operate daily, and it starts to bleed into your relationships and into your business, and you can't help but grow and expand. So I hope this was helpful for you today. Hey, as always, send people to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Have them listen to the Commit and Go podcast. I promise you, I will continue to deliver fire every single day to help you have it all in your life and business. I'm Dr. Troy Dukowitz. We'll hear you next time. Bye-bye. All right, folks, you've been listening to the Commit and Go podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know what to do next. Number one, make sure you make those commitments and go take that action. Number two, hey, I'd love it if you'd refer this to people that you think can benefit from the messages we deliver here every day. And finally, if you need more information about what it is that I do on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis as a success coach, hey, email me, drtroy@commitandgo.com, or check out the website, www.commitandgo.com. We'll hear you next time. Bye-bye.